Welcome to the Bible Time website. We've called our Bible lesson for this week, Let Down Your Nets. One day, as the Lord Jesus was standing by a lake, he saw two boats. They were empty. The fishermen had gone out of their boats and were busily mending their nets. The people were pressing upon Jesus to hear the word of God. Jesus got into Simon's boat. He asked Simon to push his boat out a little from the land. Jesus sat down in the boat, and he taught the people right from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." Simon must have been surprised at this. He said, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing." I'm so glad that Simon didn't stop there. Do you know what he said to Jesus? "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." They did just that. They went fishing again, and when they did, they caught so many, many fish that their net broke. They had to motion for their partners in the other boat to come and help them. When they came, they filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw what Jesus had done, he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He didn't mean that he wanted Jesus to leave him. He just knew that he himself was a sinner. He knew that Jesus is holy and righteous. He and all of those with him were so surprised by the many, many fish which they had caught. Jesus told Simon something even more wonderful. He said to him, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." Jesus wanted those fishermen to be some of his followers. They would win the souls of men for Jesus. This is far more important than catching fish. When they brought their boats to the land, they left the boats and everything and followed Jesus. Even as Simon knew that he was a sinful man, do you know that you are a sinner too? Jesus died on the cross because he loves you and wants to forgive you of your sin. He arose from the dead to give you everlasting life. Will you receive him right now as your Savior? Tell God that you know that you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus died for you and that he arose from the dead. Jesus is just waiting to save you. Won't you trust him? If you will, we encourage you to share your good news with others. We will be glad to pray for you too. After you receive him, you can become a follower of him also. We would like to send you some free Bible lessons in the mail. Please leave your name and complete address on our website. Thanks.